This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, here's the verse that I shared with those high school students. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. What would happen today if every man in this room, every husband said today, starting today, everything I do, even eating and drinking, a simple thing like that, I'm going to do for the glory of God. The way I treat my wife, for the glory of God. The way I relate to my children, I'm going to do it for the glory of God. What would happen if every wife and mother said, everything I do, starting today, my job, raising the children, relating to my husband, will be done to bring glory to God? You say, that sounds a little far-fetched, a little heavy-handed. Maybe it is, but I really believe it's God's will for your life and mine. Years ago, a survey was done of 350,000 people. Get this, 350,000 people were studied for 15 years. You know what the study was about? It had nothing to do with medical problems. Had nothing to do with this disease or that disease or medications or whatever. 350,000 people were studied for 15 years, and here's what the result found out, that 4 out of 5, 80% of them, were in the wrong job. Think about that. 8 out of 10 of those 350,000 people were in the wrong job. You may feel today you're in the wrong job. You may feel like you live in the wrong city. You may think you're in the wrong place and you should be somewhere else and maybe there's some better place you should be. And I'm going to suggest this to you. God's place for your life and God's plan for your life has to do with you bringing glory to God, not where you live. God's plan for your life has to do with bringing God glory in your life, not how much money you make, not how successful you are or what a kind of achiever you are. Bringing God's glory is to be the object, the objective of your life. And I'm going to give you 8 ways today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, so don't let that throw you 8 different things. But 8 ways, practical ways that are biblical that you can bring glory to God in your life. Let's bring up number one. We can bring glory to God by the deeds we do. What does it mean to do a good deed? I think we've got a misunderstanding of what it means to do good deeds. The purpose of doing good deeds is not so that people will think you're nice. Well, you're such a nice person because you do those good deeds. I'm going to share with you in just a moment a scripture where Jesus said, you let your light shine by doing good deeds. And what happens is that people bring praise to God the Father because of what you do. Personal question. Can you think of one time in your life when somebody said, I thank God for you? I thank God for what you do and what you've done for my life. Let's bring up the words of Jesus if we can right there, Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. The goal is not to bring praise to me or to you. It's to bring praise to the Father so that we live our lives in such a way that people say, I thank God for you because of what you do. We bring praise to the Father. Let's bring up the second one. We give glory to God by producing spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit has to do with what the Apostle Paul described in the New Testament, the fruits of the Spirit: peace, joy, love, patience. What fruits of the Spirit are going on in your life? And you say, what do you mean by that, Randy? What is it that the Holy Spirit of God is doing in your life that you couldn't do on your own? That's fruit of the Spirit.
Well, I hope you not only look at our website, but you can find our messages on iTunes simply by putting Cross Hope in the address bar. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.